she brought it up. I gotta bring this up now. Okay, so like if Sabrina and I want to do a partnership and buy like Cinco and Henry House in Tech,
mm-hmm.
we could do that?
Yes.
Because in case y'all didn't listen to the TV, which I'm going to have to be going the next two games, but in case y'all were listening to the national TV watching the Texas Tech game.
They won, and defense did good.
If you heard it, was Eli Howard.
Did he do good? I didn't even get to hear that.
Solo tackle. They said his name about four times. It gave me goosebumps. You know, when you hear your little nephew's name on national TV going,
how cool.
What an awesome tackle. He smushed the guy.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I wondered how he did when I saw the score. Skippy was really proud that there was only 10 because, you know, usually there's 50 points when Tech plays. So that's what he calls it, the Matador defense. But that's wonderful. They needed that. That's wonderful.
They did good.
But yes, if y'all want to buy her house. Now, the biggest thing, which I did not mention, is that the non-occupying co-borrower, such as you or Sabrina, okay, has to be a relative.
We're relatives.
Yeah, you could not have. Yeah, you couldn't have somebody that go get a friend, and then the friend's not going to occupy the property, but he's going to be with you. You've got to be a relative.
You notice how I threw that punchline about him playing football,
and
little,
that's
little Henry.
Yes, and he's
not little anymore.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him on Facebook that Sabrina put. And
he's
like
not
a,
little.
Yeah, and they redshirted him because they expect a lot from him next
year. Yes.
See, so, that's wonderful.
I mean, I'm just proud of both them little boys. Little boys.
Yeah.
I told Sabrina, I want to get a picture with them because Sabrina looks like a little mouse in there.
Yes.
I said, they'll be the only two I can get a picture with. I'll look little.
You look miniature.
I know. I go, Scott, you look so little and skinny. I go, I'm going to get all my pictures with them.
Did they play in Lubbock this last week?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I did not go. I was in San Antonio. But we're going up for the next 2 years. But the OESU, of course, Skip knows this too. Unless you've got rooms way in advance and Sabrina rooms for two of the games, you can't get – there's no hotel rooms in Lubbock.
No, you
They're
actually
done.
Have to. Every time we've ever driven up there for the blue and gold thing that they do, we did not win it this year. But that – when you get to go to the game, you have to – we drive up there and we drive back the same day. We don't spend the night.
It's
just
room,
too hard.
But anyway, I was pretty excited.
That's pretty exciting. But yes, you can buy him a house. You can buy them a house.
Well, we're just asking a question.
Go get a contract today, Scott. Yes. So anyway, though, there's all sorts of things people can do for their kids. I'll always ask you if you're buying a house for your kid. I'll always ask you, can the kid go on with you? And the reason for that is so you can get a better deal. If the kid doesn't go on, it's an investment property. It is not a second home. It's nothing such as that. It's a straight
investment property.
Because you're going to get in for minimum down payment, the 3.5%, and you're going to get the owner-occupied interest rate.
Wow.
Which would be like 4% on a 30-year, which you can't beat. So if you do it as an investment property, you're looking at 20% down and 5% interest rate.
Can you call it a second home, too?
No. It's not a second home.
So tax-wise, how would you do that?
As long as only one person claims the interest – you know, we're doing it for the kid. It's all about the kid for us, but we don't deal with the IRS part.
Okay. Guys, hey, listen, folks, if y'all got somebody in college, what she's saying right now, that's called a kiddie condo loan.
Yes, it is. Still called a kiddie condo loan.
Why they call that, I have no idea.
I don't either.
But that is a really, really, really good deal.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this because I just saw Sabrina's bill for Henry for college right now.
Yeah.
Anything you can do to defer some of that cost, this will help defer some of that cost.
Yes.
It's huge.
It is.
Big deal.
Yeah. It is. It is. It's a good deal. And we've done those for years and years and years, and they become really popular, and then they kind of go away. But we do at least, 10 or 11 a year. So that's several people buy for their kids.
Several people heard, like you said, ASU.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Cawthon, I know several. He sold two different houses over the past 5 years. The guy called, and of course, at the time, we didn't have any rentals.
Yeah.
And he bought the one right there on Avenue L. ASU, in fact, I think you did. Hell, you did the loan. This is what, 5 years ago? They never saw the house.
Did they not?
No, he said, that's about before we had looked on the pictures on the internet, and he goes, I think that'll work because he had two daughters, and he wanted
worked out perfect
safe,
for him.
Was a pretty safe neighborhood right there. And walked to ASU, and he bought it for him. And then after they moved out, we just sold it again.
Yeah. It's a good loan.
They were on the
loan.
Scott program. They had the 5-year program apparently too.
Yeah. So. It's a good loan. It's a very good loan. If you're buying for yourself and you don't have any money, the bond program might be a deal for you. It really might.
But just a regular FHA loan is 3.5%.
3.5%. And again, if you get the seller to pay the closing costs, 3.5%. If you can do that, or you can even get a gift from a relative
for
the down payment. Mm-hmm.
And when you say a gift, how do we do that?
We have a gift letter. I mean, it's a lot of paperwork crap, but we do it. We just tell you what you have to do. You can say crap.
Not on the radio.
It's allowed.
Okay.
Valuable Valerie says it's allowed.
Okay. So, but the 3.5%, but it really has to be a gift. There's no paying it back.
No, it cannot be. You're going to sign a letter that says it does not have to be paid back. Okay, I mean that we have now gift letters, and again, these are not for the IRS. These are for us and for the FHA loan. You have to give me a copy of the check where they gave it to you. I mean, we trace it now. In the old days, you just said it; you didn't really do it. Everything's traced now. You do have to. It is a gift.
See, the funniest thing when she says that at close, I'm going to tell you about one document. It says at the end, it says everything that you're going to sign. This says everything that you've signed is the truth. You're going to sign that. Now, if you signed all that other stuff that wasn't the truth, would it make any difference if you signed this one?
Oh, well, things that we have you sign three of them?
Is
like
that the
you're going to,
joke?
Like at the end, say, oh my God, I'm lying.
Yeah,
no.
That's the biggest joke I've ever seen.
You know, and one thing we do too is we get you to sign that the tax returns you gave us are the tax returns you gave the government. Now, that sounds stupid, okay? I'll never forget when we first came out with that form, I told my boss, it was the very first one I'd ever done. And I told him, I said, let's close the deal because it was taking forever to get him back from the IRS. Let's close the deal. This is San Angelo. There's no problem. I will tell you, it was not the same. He was self-employed and he did two separate tax returns.
Can't do that.
That's illegal. You can't do that. You have to give me the tax returns that you gave the government. We do find out and then it becomes a major big old issue. So you've got to give me the same things that you give to the government.
We don't have
that problem very much in San Antonio.
Well, investment property, you have that all the time. They go, was that what you want to make or what I show I make? And you go, so that's where it bites you in the rear.
Yeah, it really does. And let's talk about self-employed people. Is a lot of times their tax returns. You know, in the old days, if you had good credit and you had 20% down, I didn't really care about your income tax returns. Nowadays, of course, we have to get your tax returns. But if you've been self-employed over 5 years, sometimes we can get by with 1 year tax returns instead of two. Sometimes that helps because we can't show that you declined. Like if you had 15, you made 100,000, and 16, you made 70,000. That's an issue. They don't want to see decline in income on a self-employed person.
I can always tell when I have a good year or a bad year. When I have a good year, I'll walk in her bank and hand it to her and smile like a little cat looking for a pat. When I have a bad year, I'll just mail it to her.
Do you know, that's funny, though, because I have several people that will be like, well, you're going to like him this year.
Yeah, that's me.
Paying the IRS is not fun, but for getting loans, it's a much better way to do it. Yeah,
that's when you want to borrow money. You've got to pay the IRS.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And nowadays we do also have to show you did pay the IRS because we have a lot of people that actually are on payment programs with the IRS. I don't care for the IRS. They scare me.
They scare me too.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to owe them money, but that's just me.
So, and by the way, the IRS does not call you to get payments from you. They will always send you a registered letter. A lot of fraud going on too.
That is true. Yeah. Now, we're seeing that a lot. When we check your tax returns, about 1 out of 5 will come back and say there's a fraud alert. Yeah. And then you have to get them for me yourself, which is a pain in the rear end for you, but we'll help you through it.
So if we got little money, okay, little money, not a problem.
Little money, no money.
But the best deal, I'm going to tell you the best deal you can do, and tell me why, is put 20% down. Why?
So you do not have mortgage insurance, but very few people do that.
but if you can...
Mr. Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
Yes. Now that is true. If you've got the 20%, it's the best thing to do. It's just in our world today, not a lot of people.
I know.
That's
why we do this whole program because 99.999% of us.
Valuable Valerie knows that.
Some of us need 100% loans.
Sassy Scott.
Yes. 100% loans. Okay, folks. Thank you very, very much, VV. We will catch you next Sunday. Have a great day, folks.